Hey there. Do you find yourself sailing along at a nice steady clip, and then suddenly something throws a wrench in your day? Or how can you go from self-assuredness to a sinkhole of fear and doubt in a matter of minutes? There's a topic and an exciting yet simple solution I'm sharing today. And I promised this in last week's episode 195 called Harnessing the Power of Fields, a Simple Method for Making Better Choices. And if you haven't listened to that one yet, I'd go back and listen to that one first and then come to this one. And this topic relates to aligning more consistently with the higher aspects of yourself and what's referred to as your dominant dimension, which I covered more fully in episode 191. So this is a couple of episodes. I'll provide the links in the show notes for you to go back and listen to again so that all of this starts to make sense to you and you understand, you know, what we're going for here. And I've played with it now for over a month, successfully and quickly seeing results. And the roller coaster of emotions that I can have leveled out. And I feel way more present in confidence, faith, understanding, focus, and organization when it comes to like keeping my day organized, my week, my work is organized, errands that need to be done during, you know, my daily life is focused and organized without being scattered. So that's this week's 1001 Ways of Being to Being of Higher Consciousness topic called From Emotional Peaks and Instability to Inner Peace, the Power of Dominant Dimension Awareness. Also, I want to invite you to stick around to the end where I will share this week's Galvanizing Calibration of the Week. This one's related to what we're covering today, so it'll help shore up your foundation with even more validation of the truth of things. But before I get into today's topic, my name is Liz Garcia. I'm your happy host here at your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness Podcasts, the place to discover where authentic power and truth reside in consciousness. I'm also the founder and editor-in-chief of the mindbodyspiritnetwork.com, which brings you this podcast. I'm on a mission to help you align with the authentic power and truth of your choosing. And suppose you've been listening for a while, especially to my 1001 Ways of Being episode. In that case, these are your personalized list of rules to live by, which you may be cultivating now, based on calibrations and consciousness levels that inspire you to become the change you wish to see in your life. Now, your wheel of life is all-encompassing. In any area of your life, there are no limits to your ability to choose authentic power as opposed to a limited victimhood experience. Whatever is important to you, be that relationships, family, career, financial well-being, creative expression, physical health and well-being, it doesn't matter. Whatever is most meaningful to you, you can choose differently. You do not have to be the victim of any of these of lower fields at all. They're all your choice in one way or another. And I'm here to help you do that. Choose, make better choices, choose powerful alignment. So what I want to share today is a simple technique to shore up your energetic foundation, level out your emotional roller coaster if you have one, or even get back to balance when someone pushes your button. And remember, when you choose alignment with higher levels of consciousness, that which is not that higher level of choice tends to show up. And for many of us, it's those button pushes in our lives. If it's not the usual suspect, then someone who's similar to the usual suspect is going to show up. And they tend to show up to show you what you are still holding on to. whether that's conscious or subconscious. And it's, they don't know that necessarily they know that they're doing it unless they are self-aware and then like, oh, wow, I didn't mean to be mean or a button pusher or whatever, unless they're just calling a spade, they're calling you out. Like, here it is. Here's the truth of things. And when you become self-aware of this, you can't blame anybody for pushing your buttons anymore. They're just doing you a favor because you're choosing to take responsibility for your life and align with higher consciousness. So this is kind of how it shows up. And as an example, I've been discussing the higher level choice of intimacy. I've been mentioning it for a couple of weeks now because it's a super high level choice at 470 on the map of consciousness, as opposed to choosing the obligation to love, which is lower consciousness. I'm like, you know, screw that. I don't need to be aligned with that anymore, that obligation. I choose intimacy. So that which is not intimacy is going to rear its ugly little head in the form of so this happened to me. I chose this level, and now the form of an aversion I have to someone in particular showed up. Just showed up. I'm like, okay. And I realized what was standing in the way of intimacy for me. So I did start to resist, and I was like having an aversion to it. I'm like, oh, geez. And I was judging this person and blaming them and all that. And then I'm like, no, this is not going to help me get to intimacy with anybody. So how did I move through this reactive aversion? And how can you move through it with ease? That's today's topic. And the answer is I chose my dominant dimension. So what does this mean? And how do I not roll my eyes about the use of the word dimension? Like when I live in Colorado and I live in a place where people talk about the fifth dimension, the third dimension, blah, blah, blah. I roll my eyes in the back of my head. I'm like, oh my God, wing nut, right? Until I understood dimension more fully when I did episode 192. And episode 192 is about what all dimension calibrations are. And it's related to how Brian Gibbs, who's the founder of ConsciousnessCalibrations.com, developed the map of spiritual progress. And dimensions have to do with your chakra system. And your chakra system is not some woo-woo thing either. It actually exists in consciousness. And they hold, each chakra holds a significant amount of consciousness in it when it's healthy, right? And the upper chakras, the crown, the third eye, and the heart, all hold significant spiritual energy in them. So anyway, that's what Brian used to create the map of spiritual progress. And he suggested in the article I read about it that we move in and out of dimensions throughout our day. And I'm like, that's weird. What do you mean by that? And he also said that we have a dominant dimension. So it triggered a memory, an experience I was having almost every day. And when he said this, he spoke about this dominant dimension, I really got me thinking. And what got me thinking was this experience I've already shared, but I'm going to share it again because it's helpful to hear things over. The experience is this. I live in this beautiful home, in this beautiful part of Colorado, Redstone, Colorado. Couldn't be more scenic. And it's a small mountain town not too far from Aspen. But the home I'm in, which is lovely, we've got family issues. So all of us are spinning crap in our heads. We're all swimming in a similar pool because we're all in the same pool when we're living here. Each one of our thoughts and beliefs is affecting the other. Which, if you're empathic, for sure. But it's still, we're living in a pool of consciousness. We are magnets to each other, so something's going on here energetically. So anyway, when I leave the house and I go 18 miles into town, when I come into this opening, which is a cow pasture, it's a cattle ranch. It's spectacular. It's gorgeous. The whole ride is gorgeous, but When I get to this cattle ranch, I'm out of the canyon now, and my energy expands like huge. Like I feel it. I'm like, suddenly I'm expanded energetically. Whereas at home, I feel contracted in lower levels, for sure. So when I get into the ranch area, I start to expand, and then I go to my co-working space in Willits that I absolutely love, and I get focused and work gets done, and it's a different energy. So that's when it was an aha moment. I'm like, oh, I'm entering my dominant dimension, or what feels like it, when I hit the cattle ranch and I go to work. It's a different, I'm in a different area of my being now, and I'm away from stuff at home. So what got me thinking is this dominant dimension has way more power than allowing myself to sink into the victimhood of the energy of whatever I got spinning at home. So I decided that if I just keep choosing the dominant dimension, the spinning and the contraction I feel in energy at home is going to go away. And it has. So I want to share this technique that I use. And I got to tell you, I feel more present in confidence, faith, understanding, focus, and organization. And I'm more understanding and compassionate towards whatever's going on in the heads of others in my home. I can let it go and choose the dominant dimension to sort it out. And that was kind of what last week's thing was about, is to choose a higher energy like compassion as an example. I don't have to be compassionate right now. I don't have to force myself into compassion. I can choose the field and let the field resolve itself. So even though this aversion to another showed up for me in my awareness, I chose the field to let it unravel itself without me having to get involved, right? I don't need to suffer through the letting go of the aversion of that and allow the field of intimacy, as an example, which is huge, resolve the aversion, right? And whatever you hold, you know, whatever you resist persists. That calibrates is true too. So I'm like, you know what, this, I can't let this persist anymore, so I need help letting go of it. And that's where, instead of going through the mechanism of letting go and all that stuff that I've taught in the past, which is still viable and helpful, I choose to let the field of intimacy, as an example, that's powerful enough to resolve any type of lower level stuff. Doesn't even matter what it is. So I choose the field. I choose excellence is a powerful field. I choose intimacy is a powerful field. I choose compassion is 560. Inner joy is 540. I choose those fields as my guiding light. And I let the fields resolve whatever's in the way of it. I don't have to get involved. I'm like, letting go and letting God is essentially what I'm doing. But for those of you that have an aversion to the sound of the word God or using the word God, let the field do it. Surrender to the higher field. And that works too. So it's a work around the ego. It's a work around the lower mind to just kind of, you know, make it neutral. Do the math. Use the science of consciousness research and calibrations to make better choices. So I'm going to describe the technique I use every morning. And if you listened to episode 172, which is a 1001 Ways of Being episode, you'll know that setting morning intentions is of significant consciousness at 490. So like, this is on my list of rules to live by. I'm like, hell yes to 490 to help you align with higher consciousness. So I spoke about my grounding technique. And while I'm doing the grounding technique, I'm setting the morning intentions. It's like really piling on these higher attractor fields, these giant magnetic attractor fields of stuff you would want in your life. So I'm going to describe the grounding technique again. It's super simple. You're going to hold a hand mudra. And the hand mudra is simply, I want you to hold your hands out in front of you with all the fingers splayed open. And then I want you to, your thumbs are going to get touching each other. And then I want you to put your hands, not on your hips, but above where you'd put your hands on your hip, and put them below your rib cage. This is the mudra for grounding. Super effective. And I do this while I'm lying in bed. So the simple technique is this. First of all, I'm keeping in mind that I'm setting my morning intentions. And I'm choosing, because choosing is powerful. As opposed to intending, choosing is more powerful. So the first step is I choose to be fully grounded to the center of the earth. I choose to be firmly grounded in the present moment of every day. And I choose to fully embody the higher aspects of myself. And in doing so, I also choose the dominant dimension of my being to be the captain of the ship today. The captain of my ship every day is my dominant dimension. That's what I choose. And that's where this major shift into presence, focus, sense of self, and confidence has come in, right? And understanding, faith and understanding. And accepting others for who they are. And, you know, it just makes life so much easier because your dominant dimension is ever present, right? It's there. You just don't know that you may always be choosing the less dominant dimension and going into sinkholes all day long, right? Here's a sinkhole here. This person looked at me cross-eyed to go into a sinkhole. This person, you know, road raged me right, you know, past me at 100 miles an hour, blaring its horn. There's another sinkhole. You can let go of all that by choosing your dominant dimension, because your dominant dimension is not affected by it. It's like, you'll feel it. It's like, okay, cool. So I invite you to give it a try. I mean, hello, it could not be easier. Even if you're in your car, you're on your way to work, you say, I choose my dominant dimension today and thank God for it. Or, you thank whoever you want. Thank goodness I have a dominant dimension I can choose every day and let go of victimhood. Right? Letting go of victimhood is of higher consciousness too. That could be the simple app, your simple statement. I choose the dominant dimension of my being today. And anytime you slip, you feel yourself slipping, you may slip throughout the day because you haven't done it enough, which I'm going to address in a second. It's just going to be, you're going to bring it into your awareness. Oh yeah, I've got a dominant dimension. I'm choosing that right now because it's far more reliable than the lower mind and the ego. The ego loves the lower dimensions and slipping into the toilet bowl. Okay, so I promised you this week's galvanizing calibration. And here it is. And it's a statement. So if you go to consciousnesscalibrations.com, there's a statement. And the statement is this: is it true or false, and to what level? The statement that someone asked is, repeated often enough, a choice becomes a karmic pattern. That's the statement. Is that true or is that not true? And the calibration is 490. And the energy of this is, when you choose something often enough, like I'm suggesting, choose your dominant domain often enough, it becomes a karmic pattern and you don't have to choose it anymore. And I had this conversation with someone the other day about, like, I don't really feel like I need to ground anymore. And for the most part, I don't need to choose my dominant dimension anymore. And this has only been going on for like a few weeks, a month, if that. I don't even feel like I have to choose it anymore. Suggesting that it's become a karmic pattern, which is, yes, we want it to become a karmic pattern so that the lower dimensions don't keep dragging us into the sinkholes, right? And they resolve themselves. The dominant dimension is going to resolve the lower in its own good time. So allow it to do that. So that's it for today's episode of your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast. I hope you found this one helpful. I mean, it could not be easier. Give it a try. Don't get lazy. Just do it, right? Like Nike, just friggin' do it. My name is Liz Garcia. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you again next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, Tools for Transformation, High Vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.